What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Big One Podcast. We are relaunching the podcast, Season 6, Episode 1, from the Brickyard. As always, you can find us at Podcast Big One. You can email us, podcastbigone@gmail.com. We are a motorsports podcast, mainly NASCAR. We also are very interested in IndyCar this season. We dabble in the Formula One, and we also go to our local racetracks all around the world. In the United States of America, we go to them over in Europe. We are all over the place, and we will bring you the racing action. Our sponsor this week is the River West 24 Party House. So River West 24, a little bit of inside baseball for you here. Milwaukee, we have a big biking culture, so we absolutely love to support our bikers. There's always this massive River West 24 bike race every year. There's checkpoints all around the River West neighborhood. The biggest checkpoint being the party house that we have that has multiple kegs of beer. We had a Third Space IPA. We had a Three Sheeps Pilsner, and then we had a bunch of Busch Lattes tossed in the kegs on the ice. We also had Celeste on the music, so full DJ setup, full dance floor. That was what we had going on last night, Friday night here in Milwaukee. And while that was happening here, we also had some racing happening. We had the Truck Series, the Craftsman NASCAR Truck Series at Indy Raceway Park. Absolutely packed. Love to see it. So you had a massive crowd. You had massive camping. This just goes to show when NASCAR shows up, we show up, because I'm not going to lie, we'll get into the Xfinity series in a little bit, but the crowd was pathetic. Rewinding a little bit to the IRP for the truck series, Lane Riggs, dude, this is the guy that has been kind of dominating low-key in the trucks for a couple of years. When he gets his tires to a certain temperature on these little short ovals, Milwaukee Mile, Nashville, IRP, like we were at today, Lane Riggs is the guy to put your money on, because he is going to win the race. It's almost a guarantee. The last three small ovals, that being IRP, he won. Milwaukee last year, he won. Nashville last year, he won. This is the guy to watch, and he just literally can take his car, hug that inside line. You can go below it at all of these tracks too. There's no penalties for going below the line. This isn't Formula One. There's no tracks limits. This guy is going to rip it down there, and his crew, whatever they got in there in this truck, in the engines and the tires, it's all in. They're all in on the small ovals, and Lane Riggs is absolutely dominating. My guy, Luke Fenhaus, was driving in the top five all day long in this thing. That Soda Sense truck, I will continue to beat this drum. I will beat this drum. We'll beat this drum. We'll beat this drum. Luke Fenhaus needs to get a full season ride in the truck series. 12th place, because he hit the cycle a little bit for the pits. And then at the end of the long run there in the third stage, it kind of just cycled out. A lot of people got shuffled around. But man, Fenhaus, 66. This guy was a beast all day. And he took it home for 12th. Absolutely phenomenal ride for Luke. Love it for you, dude. We'll continue to support you on the local tracks here. We'll see you at Milwaukee Mile, I hope. I doubt it, because it's IndyCar, but man, just keep grinding, keep grinding. You are going to get some rides in the truck series, because this guy is better than, I would say, 80% of the guys in the garage in the truck series. Yeah, Fenhouse 12, awesome battles, great race at IRP for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. The next series on the schedule for us this weekend was the Xfinity Series at Indianapolis Motor. Earth Speedway, so we've got the Xfinity Series. So before we head over there to the Xfinity Series this afternoon, we had a lot of rain moving in here in the local jurisdiction, so we were unsure if we were going to get racing action here local. We were unsure if we were going to get racing action at Indianapolis. A lot of delays and cancellations for the NASCAR Cup Series practice and qualifying. A lot of delays for the Xfinity Series practice and qualifying, but we figured it out. So we went over to East Troy Brewing Company, and we had some absolute bangers. We had the Bank Vault, which was a Vienna Lager. And then we had your classic B-Boy Special, the Cream Dream Supreme, the Orange Cream Crush Cream Ale. I don't even know if that was the name, but B-Boy might appreciate me calling it the Cream Dream Supreme because our absolute favorite beer here in the city of Milwaukee is the Cream Dream Supreme from the brewery. Walkable from my place, the Exporium Brew Pub. They have an absolute banger beer. Orange Crush, if you ever see it on draft there, you've got to order it, the Cream Dream Supreme. So we are going live with the Xfinity Series. No practice, no quali. We're just ripping that Band-Aid off, and we are going hard in the paint at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So this is an intense track for anybody to drive at. You've got the long straightaways. You've got the short chute coming out of turn one and two. You've got the long back end, and then you've got the absolutely treacherous turns three and four, and then you're just going back around and doing that thing again for another 100 miles or whatever this Xfinity race was. And a lot of this race was people just being careful and driving around. So the best part about the Xfinity Series is you can watch this for free streaming over your antenna, not even streaming. So if you got an antenna, you can pop that puppy up and you can go to channel 18 here in the locale. The CW network is broadcasting all of those Xfinity races this year. The only downside is if you are not at home, you have to go to the CW app and they are not showing the full race, which is extremely disappointing. I pulled up the app when I was at Central Waters Brewing Company after I pivoted over from the old East Troy Brewing Company. And the only thing the app was showing me was the breakdown. So they were showing a battle for one and two. They had an in-car camera for Justin Allgaier. We had an in-car camera for Frankie Muniz. He was a little bit in Muniz watch. He was in position 37, no surprise to anybody. But they had certain select cameras that you could watch on the CW app. But unfortunately, they did not just have the TV broadcast that you could watch. So it is what it is. I mean, the Xfinity Series is outdrawing the IndyCar Series as far as ratings, which is absolutely unbelievable. Xfinity is averaging like 1.3 million viewers an episode or a race. IndyCar on Fox is averaging less than a million. Like, ridiculous. You look at the ratings for an NFL football game on Fox, you're north of 30 million people. So I do not know what the IndyCar Series is doing. This will be probably a topic for a future podcast, and we're going to jump back into the Xfinity race. But holy cow, Fox needs to figure out what they are doing with IndyCar, because I'm assuming they're paying a decent amount of money, and you've got less than a million people watching this stuff on a weekly basis. you're lucky that we're covering this on the Big One podcast, because nobody else is covering and caring about this series. We've got a caution on the first stage of the Xfinity series, as I said, so pivot. And then the absolute third stage of this race was a banger, absolute banger. You've got all your big guys in the Xfinity series. Everybody's got their car dialed in. Oh, and by the way, we've got the number 17 Cup Series driver, Kyle Larson. He's chasing everybody in this Xfinity race. It was an amazing race. So we will break this down a little bit for you. We've got Connor Zilish, we've got Sam Mayer, Taylor Gray, Kyle Larson, Ryan Sieg, William Sawalich, Sammy Smith, Daniel Dye, Jesse Love, and Dean Thompson. Those are your top 10 finishers for this NASCAR Xfinity series at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And holy smokes, the final restart of this thing was... It definitely was not Team Motors, because Sam Mayer is driving a Ford and Connor Zilish is driving a Chevy. But why would Sam Mayer push Connor Zilich out to the lead and just let him run away from this thing? And then you look at the guys behind him, Taylor Gray's in a Toyota. I don't know. I don't know what to say about this one, because I think Sam Mayer had the car. He had the tires. He had the thing to win this race. Started on the outside of the second row, and he just pushed Connor Zilich like 400 yards in front of everybody else, and Connor Zilich... this guy's an absolute stud. Zilich takes the checkered flag, and he gets Junior Motorsports their 100th win in the Xfinity Series for JR Motorsports. Hell of a toast. We've said this before in this podcast. We are going to have a hell of a toast at Junior Motorsports this upcoming weekend. It's probably going to be tomorrow. They do not care about the Cup Series. Junior Motorsports has four cars in the Xfinity Series, and they've been pretty good this year. Connor Zilish being the best driver of them all, and this is a 19-year-old. I don't know if he's a rookie or if he drove a couple races last year for JR, but he's definitely a full-time driver this year. And spoiler alert, he's going up to the Cup Series next year. Daniel Suarez, unfortunately, is getting fired by Trackhouse Racing, and Connor Zilich, the 88, currently in the Xfinity Series, he's going to be in that Cup car next year for Trackhouse. Look out for this guy. He's very good. He's probably going to be driving a couple of races this year still. He's been driving the road courses, the street courses, for Trackhouse's Project 96. He's been extremely good. This guy, I'm just going to put it out there for everybody, he's the LeBron James of motorsports. The LeBron James of motorsports. 19-year-old stud. Three wins in the last five races in Xfinity. And we're just going to continue to see this happening in the Cup Series. Continuing on with the Big One podcast, we are going to move on from the Connor Zilich Junior Motorsports 100 win beer toast. This is for new guy. We're going to do a little sipski. That's for you, buddy. We're still doing it out here in the States. Hope you're doing well over there across the pond. So we're jumping right into the news for the week. So we've got a little bit of a Big One drop. We're moving on from the Chicago Street Course, and we're moving over to the San Diego Street Race. So this is an interesting announcement from NASCAR that just came out within the last week. We're not going literally to the streets of San Diego. We are going to the Naval Base in San Diego. So don't know what that's called. Don't know what it is. I honestly don't really care, and I think it's extremely disappointing from a popcorn NASCAR fan that they're moving this whole street experience over to a naval base. But I think NASCAR is excited about it. The fans seem lukewarm, and we're going to move on from that one. And then the next news in the track schedule, because Chicago Street Course is moving off of that 4th of July weekend date, the schedule is wide open. So a lot of speculation at this point. Daytona Beach does not want NASCAR there for the 4th of July weekend because they've got enough idiots and bikers coming for Daytona 4th of July weekend that they don't care about NASCAR being there. So it's an open weekend on the schedule. A lot of rumors at this point. I've been hearing a lot of chatter about Chicagoland, which is absolutely massive and major for the local racing fans in the Midwest here. But unfortunately, it's always extremely hot in the Midwest. We've got a lot of friction, we've got a lot of corn, and we've got a lot of humidity in the air this time of the year. So if NASCAR chooses to go to Chicagoland around the 4th of July weekend, I think it's going to be an extremely small crowd. The mile and a halfs for NASCAR are their bread and butter, but I will caution you with this. The teams have dialed it in, and we will get to this in a little bit, recapping our Kansas City weekend. There's only a couple of manufacturers and a couple of teams that have a chance at these mile and a halfs because it used to be everybody's ball game. The tires were uncertain. The brake rotors were uncertain. What package are we bringing was uncertain. But we've going to the mile and a halfs on the next gen car for like 5 years now. Man, Hendrick Motorsports has this shit locked in. Larson's been dominating these mile and a halfs. Chase Elliott's been very strong. Bowman's been really good. William Byron's been really good. I will say, though, the sleepers are the team guys. Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe. These other guys are ready to go, and they've been showing me some speed on these shorter ovals. It's been a bit of a mix in the schedule for the last couple of weeks for NASCAR. We've been out in Sonoma. I was unfortunately not able to get there this year. Next year, we will be there in Sonoma. We went to Mexico. The schedule's been a bit all over the place, but let's look out for some of these other guys before we go to the next race on the NASCAR Cup Series schedule. Moving right along into the NASCAR Cup Series qualifying. So we had an absolutely insane qualifying for the Cup Series, and holy cow, Baby G's guy. So a little bit of inside baseball. When we went to Kansas City Motor Speedway, Baby G decided that you can't go to NASCAR races and have like five mediocre drivers that you care about. You have to pick a guy, and you have to be all in. And my guy was the number 19, Chase Briscoe, because number one, I love the Bass Pro Shop sponsor. And he did an in-person interview. We talked about this on the Hotlanta episode that we popped the last time we released. Chase Briscoe did a 15-minute interview in the fan zone at Kansas Speedway. And I was like, where's the merch? This is my Toyota guy. I have a gazillion Toyota like shopping bags. I've got all the gear. I am ready to rock and roll with Chase Briscoe, the number 19, as my absolute number one motorsport driver. Let's go. Let's go. So back into the qualifying. So we got Briscoe number one, Wallace two, Eric Jones three, Tyler Reddick four, Ty Gibbs number five. Do you know what the common theme here is? All of those are Toyotas. So the Toyotas are absolutely dominating. We got the in-season challenge, so Ty Gibbs is number five. Scrolling through the qualifying standings to see where the other Ty is, Ty Dillon qualified in 26th position. So he's got to climb. Oh my goodness, 21 positions to get Ty Gibbs for that $1 million position. So that's going to be tough sledding. So all in all, good qualifying session for the Toyotas. Man, all top five. Holy smokes. Bubba Wallace, too. Great drive. 0.0013 behind Chase Briscoe, your qualifying pole driver for the NASCAR Cup Series at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So what else do we have on the local racing schedule? We're going to close out the podcast this week with a little bit of local racing. So Slinger Speedway, we're going there tomorrow for the Carl Wegner Memorial Weekend 75-lap super late model finish. Probably going to take a grill out there. Probably going to bring some dogs up. We're going to bring some burgers, chips, brats, the whole thing, rallying the troops. I don't know who's all coming, but people are coming. So we're going to hit Slinger Speedway tomorrow. Looks like qualifying is at like 4:30. I don't know. Parking lot's open at like 3. I usually like to roll in at like 6 because that's when the racing starts. And then we've got the main feature event at like 7:30. We've also got IndyCar happening. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll catch that. Laguna Seca. A little bit of a jumbled schedule for those guys over there in the IndyCar paddock. They had some rain in the forecast, which is very bizarre. It doesn't rain in that part of the country, but don't know what they got in as far as practice and qualifying. We'll check that out in the morning. Holy smokes, this has been a fun one. A little bit of a quickie, Fast and Furious on the Big One podcast. You can always tweet us at Podcast Big One. You can email us podcastbigone@gmail.com. And then we are also going to hopefully have some live content coming to you soon from the IndyCar weekend here in Milwaukee. So we've got the IndyCar weekend in Milwaukee end of August. We've got a couple of people. Same as last year, we didn't do a lot of podcasting last year because life got busy and we ended up just kind of punting on the last half of the last season. But we've got people traveling for IndyCar Milwaukee. We've got the same seats, section 411, row 30, seats 11 and 12. David Lucas's dad, we will see you there. Some of our other people that sat behind us, they are told us they were going to be back. A couple people, a couple sections over that are active on the Twitter. Cassie, unfortunately, is not going to be able to make it because her family life is just getting in the way. But we're going to have LG. I'm going to be there, and we're going to be rocking and rolling in IndyCar Milwaukee at the end of August. So this has been another episode of the Big One podcast, and we will catch you next time. Someone else might recap the Cup Series tomorrow. I highly doubt it. We're just going to go ahead full thrusters and publish this thing tonight. Podcast Big One at gmail.com.